right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hours. Rod Pitts in the studio. As always, we got Smitty and Breezy.
What's up, y'all?
What up, what up?
Sup, y'all? And, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour Legal Counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
And I want to give a big shout-out to Aiken, South Carolina.
Aiken,
South Carolina. Aiken, South Carolina may sound like a small town because it is a small town.
Yeah.
But I will tell you something about Aiken, South Carolina that a lot of people don't know. Do you know they tested nuclear bombs there?
Really?
Wow.
Yes, they did. Back before World War II, they tested nuclear bombs in Aiken, South Carolina.
That explains a lot.
Yeah. It's interesting.
It's got a glow to it.
Yeah.
They don't have streetlights, but they don't need them either.
It might be
still a small town.
You know, it used to be a big town.
Yeah.
Now it's a small town.
Exactly.
Anyway, so we're talking about concept cars. And, you know, there's so many concept cars out there that, you know, we're talking about the ones that... They always start out good, and they end up kind of like drifting off. You know what I mean? Like the Viper, when it came out, the concept for it was totally different, you know?
And totally then, different.
Yeah.
It looked like a kit car when it first came out. They got better over the years. But, yeah, it was kind of weak, too.
I don't like the Vipers.
You don't like the Vipers? You don't? So if a man came and gave you a Viper right now...
I'd sell it and buy a bag and body truck. Sold!
You can take the boy out of the hood, but you can't take the hood out of the boy. He said, you know how many pairs of cargo shorts and black t-shirts I got?
Exactly. Dickie shorts.
I can't change. It would cost me thousands.
Thousands.
I don't know. I liked Vipers. But I think they're overrated now.
They are a little overrated. I think I don't like Vipers because of the Viper trucks. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does make sense, yeah.
I didn't like the Viper truck.
The Viper truck ruined Vipers for me.
I like the Viper truck.
You did like the Viper truck.
I love a sports truck, period.
See, I like a sports truck, but I don't know. The Viper truck just I don't know.
I think it's the emblem on the front, the reason why you don't like the Viper truck, or...
Because it's got a goat on it?
I mean, you know, you won't take it back that far, yeah.
Actually, the Dodge truck still got a Dodge head on the front of it.
Yeah, that is true.
So you're still looking up a goat's butt. Just saying, when you're sitting behind the seat. When you sit behind the steering wheel of a Dodge, just always remember you're looking up a goat's butt.
Cousin Billy.
I'm just saying. Now, every time you see a Dodge truck, that's what you're going to think about. You're welcome. I fixed it for you.
Yeah, thanks.
Just think how many people I could save from buying Mopars. I could just be sitting there in the sales hall. I could be sitting there in the showroom and be like, you like that truck? Come here, I'll tell you something.
I'm going to tell you a secret.
Oh, my God. And they'll never buy another one. No. There's nothing wrong with a Dodge truck. I just don't like Viper trucks. I think when the Viper came out, I'm old school, you know, I'm red, white, and blue, apple pie, yada, yada, bald eagles, hot dogs, the whole shooting match. And America's sports car is the Corvette, the end. Then they came out with the Dodge, and now they're saying, well, it was a true American sports car. Yeah, it's sports car-ish, you know, and it's all right, and it's cool, you know, with your V10. But it's, I mean, and they are cool cars. I mean, it's nicer than my Dodge Viper, but you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I gotta pull for my cross flags. My Corvette peeps. My fiberglass fans. I just can't get down with a C4
over a Dodge Viper.
I take a C4 over many things in life. You know, I mean, I just like right now. I mean, it's so crazy. You know, you got big money collector cars all around you and all this stuff, and still, just from my childhood growing up in the 80s and the 90s, you know, Barry down at Vet City has got a silver 96 Collector's Edition Vet red guts inside. And, like, every time I see that ad on that thing, you know, on social media or something pop up, I stop and look at it. Like, White Snake starts playing.
Aquanet flying.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just like, it's that, I don't know, just there's something about that car. Like, it just, I mean, like, that's just sexy. That's what that is. tight like a tiger, you know? It's a good-looking car,
it
though.
Is. I've seen it, and it is a good-looking car.
And it's silver over red. It's just class is what that is. It's class.
I mean, silver over red has got...
Your trailer's got underpinning class.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I mean, it might even have brick underpinning.
Yeah, I mean, you just get snazzy now.
Yeah.
That's high class.
Well, high class would be like the rock. The
Oh, snap. Yeah. And we ain't talking about them plastic panels. We're talking about the real
rock. We're talking about the real deal.
The real deal. You done cut your tongue off your trailer and everything.
Uh-huh.
You there to stay.
Yeah, you can't move that no more.
You ain't got no taillights on that bad boy. No, sir. But, you know, would you collector's edition 96 vet under your carport? Yeah. You like that. Classy. So we need to bring them back to the place. Watch them steps, baby. All them cinder block steps are getting a little loose. But, you know, so I'm a little weird about the Vipers. They got better over the years, but I'm still, I'm on the fence with a Viper. I'll tell you what, talking about something the bottoms fell out of is the price of those Vipers.
Yes, they have.
There's no value in these things. Yeah, I'm waiting for the – we've already got seeing the C4 and C5 vets starting to pass each other in the price. They're starting to cross, intersect. I'm waiting for the Viper Corvette, C4 Corvette to cross.
Yeah.
Give it 10 years.
Give it 10. Mark it down.
I'm telling you, I told you C4 Corvettes were going to surpass C5 Corvettes. Called it. I told you C4 Corvettes going to be the next collector vet. Called it. Told you C4 Corvette's best car in the world. Called it.
Really?
I'm just throwing that out there.
You want to talk about another?
If the professor was here right now, he would say preach.
Preach.
Preach. That's hey, church. Man.
You want to talk about another America's sports car?
What's that?
How about a 2020 Mustang Mach 1?
That's the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, that crossover thing.
I'll be honest with you. I don't really like talking about tomfoolery on my radio show.
Mm-mm.
But since you brought it up, we'll talk about it. All right.
It's ugly.
I blame Mitsubishi for this.
I agree with you on that.
I blame Mitsubishi because when they ruined the Eclipse, which, I'll be honest with you, I've got friends on the inside. I know what really killed Paul Walker. He got an early heads up about what they were going to do to the Eclipse. He drove his Porsche into a pole.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's what killed Paul.
Well, Honda started it with the Accord crossover.
Nobody cares what you do with an Accord.
Yeah,
I don't care.
I agree.
You can turn it. It don't matter. Turn it into an SUV. Turn it into a pregnant turtle. Whatever. They all look the same anyway. It's fine. But. Like, you know, now they took the Eclipse, which was every teenage girl's supercar.
That's an iconic car for teenage girls, like you said.
Exactly.
And the import racing world. It is. Argue with me if you want to, but it is.
Part of slow world.
Tyrese and Paul Walker, maybe, but that's about it.
No, Tyrese is before Tyrese.
Tyrese had a purple one. He had the newer one, though.
Tyrese had a spider. And he had a cut-off jean shirt on, and you couldn't get past that.
And it was purple with chrome wheels. I'm just throwing that out there.
It was pretty chrome wheels.
And it also had chrome vinyls on it, too, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
So, but anyway, and now they're doing a Mustang SUV Mach 1 crossover. Do you realize how much wrong I just said in that sentence?
Wait a minute. You forgot the biggest part of the wrong. Hybrid.
It's a hybrid?
Electric.
It's half electric. So it's a half electric, half gas hybrid, and it run and it.
Oh my god! It's electric.
I don't think it'll hybrid.
I don't think it'll ever come out.
I hope it doesn't.
I really don't think this one will come out.
I hope it does because them Mustang boys running into everybody else. They're gonna run their sales into some stuff.
Just think. I mean, with a Mustang, you're limited because you can only haul so many people, so you can't hurt with so many. Well, that thing, you probably put, this might have a third row in it. Heck, I mean.
And you can even jump the curb.
That's dangerous.
You know, yeah, this thing sits.
It looks like a donk.
I mean, this thing looks like, nosebleed section.
I've seen it. It is so
That is
ugly.
Awful.
Yeah, well, you know what's awful is this commercial break.
Well, we got plenty more time to talk about this.
All right, guys, stay tuned. We got a lot more coming up right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts. And of course, in the studio, we got Smitty and Breezy.
What's going on, yo?
What up, what up?
And then, of course, we got Hot Rods and Happy Hour. Legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Mr. Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
So we're talking concept cars. And now before we went to break, we were talking about the new, let me get this straight, Mach 1 hybrid Mustang crossover.
Electric.
Oh, it's electric, not a hybrid.
Yeah, it's not a hybrid. It's electric.
Electric Mach 1 Mustang crossover.
That sits about 18 inches off the ground, it appears.
It just looks all wrong. It's not right. That's not a world I want to be living in.
No, absolutely not.
When Mustangs can clear fire hydrants.
Yeah. Ground clearance Mustangs.
That's just dangerous.
That don't even make no sense.
It looks like something out of a bad episode of Mad Max, the TV series.
Mm. I mean, it seriously looks like a reformed Explorer.
Well,
no, it don't even look like
a Mustang front end or something on it.
Yeah, with Mustang lights.
I just can't get down with it.
No, I don't want to.
That's a bad. I mean, I wasn't the biggest fan to begin with, and now in crossover form.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
I mean, that thing is awful. It's still two-door.
It's a two-door SUV.
Yeah. With a hatchback. I mean, it's...
That's
why don't they just call it a hatchback instead of an SUV?
It's a beautiful disaster.
It's not beautiful
it's
at
not
all.
It's not beautiful at all.
It's a train wreck, is what it is.
Yeah, that's awful, dude. I mean, that just there's just so many levels of no-no right there. It ain't even funny.
Did you just say no-no?
No-no.
It's a no-no.
That's another no-no. Southern thing.
No-no. Which
or
is
smack yourself.
I mean, no.
Yeah.
No-no.
That means one more no and the belt's coming off.
Go get your own switch.
Go get your own switch. Go pick it off the tree.
And don't come back with no little one now.
I want to tell you something. My daddy used to tell me that. I swear he picked his own. I think it was Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Come back with a 2x4.
I didn't know trees sprouted 2x4s. But anyway, I tell you a concept car.
What?
That I was so excited about coming out.
What's that?
Is the El Camino comeback.
I'm.
They've been talking about it for years.
I think it'd be cool to have the El Camino come back.
I'm sad to say, I agree.
I would like to see the El Camino.
I think it would do decent. I don't even think it's going to be a bestseller or nothing like that, but I think it'll be good.
I think so.
I do. I think you'll have them, that certain people just buy them up.
Well, you know, you got companies like Smith Performances making kits now to turn Dodge Chargers into El Caminos.
I've seen that. Yep.
And now they're even got where you can cut a Volkswagen Bug in half, a new Beetle, and turn it into a pickup truck.
Really?
Yes.
I have not seen that.
You could do a Jetta.
Jetta, yeah, I've seen.
I can see a Jetta. Yeah.
Well, you could do a little Jetta. The Jettas are cute. They look a lot like
Jettas
little Volkswagen
are
trucks.
Almost like that anyway. Uh-huh.
The little rabbit trucks is what it puts your mind on.
Yeah.
There's another one they do. The Subarus.
The Subarus.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty cool still, all the same. But the little Volkswagen truck is going to be a cool one. But I tell you, the Chargers look good.
Yeah.
The Chargers look mean.
They kind of look good.
And like I said, everybody knows. I mean, I ain't no Mopar man. But you put a bed on that thing, I kind of like it.
I like a unibody anyway, man. But, I mean, they look pretty good.
It is a good looking car.
I think the El Camino coming back, I'm not a fan of the Camaros. Everybody knows that. But if you took, like, the Camaro front end kind of and made it into an El Camino and just put some nasty 22s on the rear and 20s on the front and it sitting down, that thing would look sharp.
I guarantee you one thing. If they bring back the El Camino, Lynyrd Skynyrd album sales, it's going to skyrocket.
You dang right.
I wonder if bed rails will come back.
Bed rails, mud flaps, all of it.
Oh,
trucker
Lord.
Women on the mud flap?
Yeah.
It's Yosemite Sam on them.
There you go. Yeah.
I remember that when I was little.
Sliding glass. Sliding back windows.
And we ain't want no power one either.
Oh, no.
With a clip. Like,
yeah.
Locked.
13 clips and it's broke. Now you never lock your keys in a car again.
Never. You ain't got to worry about it. I'm telling you. The old Elko.
Yep.
But they talk about it. They talk about it. They talk about it. But you'll never see it come back.
I think it will.
I think so.
Just like they always say the Chevelle come back. They'll never make another Chevelle. I'd love to see that.
I'd love a Chevelle.
They'd ruin it. They'd put it on a four-door midsize.
Yeah.
They'd probably do what Ford did to the Mustang.
They would ruin it. The only car, I tell you what, that came back like an old-style car is the Monte Carlos. Even the front-wheel drive ones, they were good-looking cars.
Yeah.
They were like the taillights, how they were and all. Like, they were good looking cars. And then they made a V8 one.
Yeah, they made the 5.3.
And that one was really cool. But, I mean, they were an attractive car. The those were decent, like the Malibu. I mean, they're just grabbing. They had rights to the name.
Yes. They in their little board meeting and all that, they just couldn't come up with a better name. So they were like, oh, we'll just throw Malibu.
We already got that one.
Yeah. Let's just use it.
That'll work.
Leaf has been taken.
Man, all the good ones are gone. I tell you what, of all the four-letter words I could call that thing, Leaf would not have been the first one.
No.
I'm telling you, that's the dumbest name ever.
So stupid.
Leaf.
Should have been called Dump.
Yeah.
At least they didn't call it Kale.
They might as well. I'd feel better about it.
Yeah.
You know?
At least they'd give it an edge.
Tofu.
Tofu.
I'm driving a Nissan Tofu. Talk about a funny name. Have you seen the new Kia Sport Utility they came out with?
Telluride.
Yeah, that's a good one there. Yeah. That one's.
Yeah.
They actually had them out of SEMA, and that's.
It's a nice.
That's a good looking SUV.
It really is. It's big.
And it's gonna be a V8 too, right?
I think.
I'm pretty sure it is.
That's a big SUV, you know, which they started out with there. It had another V8 SUV for a little while. That one started with a B.
The B?
Yeah, it started out with a B. The name of it did. Kia had a bigger SUV. But
I don't remember that
it
one.
It wasn't out very long at all.
Sad to say, I don't know.
I don't either. Never heard of it.
Nobody knows.
I'm going to have to Google that.
I think Kia has been trying to move to a bigger SUV because all the other ones are finally starting.
Well, look at all the Sequoias.
Exactly.
And look at all the, everybody's got a big SUV, mm-hmm. and Kia's got the Sportage.
Compact ones.
A Soul.
Yeah.
You know what? I like the Soul better than the Leaf.
I agree. Soul.
I will take a Soul over a Leaf.
Mm-hmm.
At least the Soul says, hey, you're balling on a budget, but you're trying.
It was actually called a Kia Venza.
Venza?
Venza.
Oh, yeah, I do. No.
No, Venza.
Venza's Toyota.
Venza with a B.
Yeah, he's saying Benza.
Okay.
Benza.
Okay.
Yep, it was a Kia Venza.
Venza. I want to say, is that right?
That's what it says right here.
Well, that's probably why it didn't do good, because Toyota had a Venza.
It says it was based off a Kia Sportage.
Well, Toyota had a Venza at the same time that I think that Venza was out, and they looked similar, but Toyota's was nicer.
The Kia is trying to come out with a bigger SUV, though. I think with the Telluride, when they're doing that, the commercials are kind of creepy, though.
They're
that
very kid, creepy.
They mm-hmm. said we couldn't build it. That freaked me out. We got a commercial break coming up. This is too good not to talk about. We're on a heater right now. You never leave the table when you're on a heater. Guys, stay tuned. You're listening to Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. Of course, we got Smitty and Breezy in the studio.
What up? What up?
What's going on, Brielle, Pennsylvania?
Oh, look at her go.
Look at her.
I got a town named after me. What up, yo?
Mm-hmm. Yo.
Yo.
Mm-hmm. You don't hear anybody going about, you going to Brielle, Pennsylvania?
It's a classy place.
They probably call it Braille.
No, they call it Brielle. I know people that have lived there.
Mm-hmm. I bet you do. All two of them. And of course we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour Legal Counsel / all around cool guard guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
Now, when we're going to break, we're talking about the creepy Kia commercial for the new Telluride SUV. And that kid, though, like he's standing out in the swamp, and he's like, yeah, they didn't think we could do it.
See, I ain't seen the commercial. The
little kid creeps me out.
I don't do creepy kids in anything. That is one thing that terrifies me.
I'm ready for that kid's head to start spinning.
You know, and I bet you as they're driving down the road in their new Tellerides, all of a sudden he'll just pop up out of the back and be like,
hey,
McDonald's!
Bet you said we couldn't make it. You know,
that commercial, when it first starts out, you think it's like part of like a horror movie commercial or something, and all of a sudden...
It's like the new Children of the Corn.
And then you see that kid, and you're like, yeah, it's a horror movie. No, it's just a Kia. Which is kind of a horror in itself. But anyway, that's the thing. Like, you got a Kia, but this is doing nothing but setting up the platform. This is Kia's master plan.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is they're coming out with a truck?
Yes, they're going to come out with a truck.
Yeah, I bet they will.
This is, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is the baby step.
It's on a big frame, V8. Mm-hmm.
Well, as long as it's not a Ridgeline, I'm okay with it.
That's not a truck. That's the difference.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a minivan with half the back cut off.
Exactly. That's not a truck.
I could see Kia going that way, though, because they're closer to Honda than they would be a Ford or a Toyota that way.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty bad when Kia makes a truckier truck than at least theirs would have a V8 in it, Ford. But you know what I'm saying. I mean, you gotta give me points.
Yeah, you got points on that.
I'm just throwing that out there. I could put twice pipes on my Kia truck, and it sounds right.
Equal boost.
Inca
boost.
Pew.
Boost.
That's just cute. I'm so glad. I am so glad my grandfather does not live in this time. To the point when you have a pickup truck and it don't have Paw wheelbarrow pipes out the back because it's got a V6 in it and it sounds like a bicycle with a playing card in the spokes going down the road. You know why? Because you ain't got a V8.
You know, we're kind of talking about concept cars and little Kia cars and stuff like that. I'm going to jump back a little bit because this little 1987 Nissan, I guess you pronounce it Judo. It's kind of like a little crossover slash.
I'm pretty sure my grandmother told me about this. She seen it on the 700 Club. It's the devil.
No, but this little thing kind of reminds me. I think Smitty said he's seen one before, or seen the prototype of it.
Oh, well, yeah.
But
I ain't never seen the car.
But I'm saying it kind of looks more like
the devil.
The
like,
devil, yeah.
Is it like a glorified Del Sol?
It looks like a four-wheel drive Del Sol.
Yeah,
it looks like a Suzuki V-Cross.
Yeah.
Or not a Suzuki V-Cross, but a Zuzu V-Cross.
Yeah.
Those were some crazy-looking rides.
Yeah, like the... that's exactly kind of what it looks like. Mm-hmm. But this little thing is cool.
Do you realize what you just said, Kobe? That's exactly what it kind of looks like.
Well, that's that TR coming out.
That's the TR coming out.
It's exactly kind of not really like that.
No, not close. Not close, but somewhat.
I'm on a roller coaster of emotion with that statement right now. I'm going up and down, up and down.
See, I got to keep our listeners on their toes.
It works 100% of almost every time.
You know Kobe's logic, 60% of the time, it works every time.
That's right. Oh. But the little thing is a four-wheel drive.
I am so glad you're not a doctor.
Well, yeah, me too, really.
I've seen a tumor almost exactly not really kind of like that one.
But we can fix it, though, 100% of the time.
All we're going to do is just crack that skull open, take this here stick, and we're going to poke around. We'll find it.
You'll be just A-OK.
Just let me die.
But you might not die all the time.
But you might not die all the time. You got about a 60% chance.
Just a couple of times.
I love those new AT&T commercials. Have you seen those? Those guys speaking of that. They had the doctor walks in, and he goes, say, nervous about your surgery? He goes, yeah, me too.
Thanks, doc.
I probably should have said that. But anyway.
I zone out on commercials, man. I do not love see them.
That and the one the kid's getting the tattoo.
Yeah.
And he goes, he said, you think it's going to look good? Said, yeah, man, it's going to look great. He said, I'm one of the tattoo artists in this city. He said, don't you mean the best? He said, yeah, something like that.
Aren't you supposed to draw that?
He said, aren't you supposed to, like, draw that out first? Stay in your lane, guy.
Stay in your lane, boy.
I'm telling you, that's how I feel about Kobe and being in the medical world, which really scares me. So, yeah, I'd stick to being Kobe. Don't be like Dr. Kobe, please. Please, no. So back to a subject that's less scary, V8 Kias.
V8 Kias.
I mean, what kind of world are we coming to when the Korean car companies are spitting out V8 cars, and Ford is spitting out EcoBoost. I mean, seriously though,
man. I mean, seriously. All jokes aside about the Kias, man, they've had some junkers.
They have. But when they first came out, they were pretty bad.
I've seen some raggedy Kias running around that still run like a top.
Yeah. They've come a long way.
They really have.
But I want to tell you something. A Kia's not a cheap car anymore either.
No.
They're not that cheap.
No, they're not at all.
Well, I mean,
you go to look at a lot and like that big Sorento or whatever, that thing's closer to $40,000 now.
Well, I mean, they're owned by Hyundai. So, yeah. I mean.
And now Hyundai's look like Maybachs, which I have
yeah.
to.
Yeah. Hyundai stepped their game up.
Hyundai is on their game.
That's... Yeah, but that's the thing. That thing, you still got a Hyundai.
Yeah, but
so you check out my Hyundai.
Hyundai's actually got a really cool concept car that I saw at some point, and I cannot remember what the name of it is. But it's off of the Genesis. Yeah. It's nice though.
That's another one that like, fell flat.
Yeah, that one didn't do good at all.
Hyundai had one out at the auto show when we were out there looking around. That thing had like a 32-inch TV monitor, touchscreen thing, almost like the Tesla in a dash. I'm like,
well, that's where everybody's going.
I know. I'm like, I don't need a 32-inch screen on a dash to tell me what's going on.
It's nice when you want to watch TV.
Yeah.
Well, that's one thing you can't do on it.
Have you ever tried to watch The Masked Singer while driving down the road on your phone?
I've never watched The Masked Singer.
You are truly missing out.
And that's another thing wrong with you.
No. I'm a Motor Trend or Velocity kind of guy.
Well, it's, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I like my Motor Trend just as much as the next guy. I tell you what, speaking of that, Phantom Works went up there.
Thank God.
God. It put joy in my heart. I did a victory dance.
I know, I did too.
I hate Phantom Works.
I never liked it either.
I hate Phantom Works with a passion.
I mean, it was never about the building of the car. It was, okay, we get the car in, we're going to talk for 45 minutes, and then in the last 8 minutes of the show, we'll show you what we're doing.
And it didn't look that great when they did it.
No.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest Phantom Works fan.
I
made a post about it earlier this week, and apparently a lot of people feel the same way. They were all chiming in on that thing.
You know, a lot of people have dirty mouths out there, but he just had, like, the dirtiest mouth in television sometimes on that show. It just drove me crazy.
Yeah, it's not that. I just think he's just, I don't know. I just,
arrogant.
He's a prick. I mean, that's the best way to put it. I just don't care for him. I mean, I ain't saying I wouldn't go bowling with a guy, but you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't let him put gas in my car.
But no, because you'd have to get a whole new frame.
That's true.
We can't put gas in this because we need a new gas tank.
Just take the gas cap off, put it on another car, and let's drive that car.
Exactly. Hell, new cars don't even have gas caps on anymore.
Nope.
And that blows my mind because we've spent 20 years chasing down check engine lights for people for
gas caps.
Gas caps feel bad.
Problem eliminated.
Yeah.
Problem eliminated.
Just throw the whole thing away. Put a little flap in there. Keep the dust out.
I love it. I mean, that's a great idea in theory.
Yeah.
One less step.
I mean, it's one less thing.
Just another sensor.
So I got one for you, and we can talk about it in the next segment. What's a concept car you'd come out with? What do you think is a type of car that needs to be made, and maybe even the manufacturer that needs to make it? But like, you know, like we talked about bringing the El Camino back, and you think the El Camino will sell. Just like I think a four-door Bronco will sell. Especially if you had something with a removable top to compete with Chrysler and the Jeep. I really, really think that something like that would kill. Like, it would give Jeep a run for the money, especially if they went with a vintage style.
And full size.
I agree 100%.
Well, it's kind of a mid-size deal. It ain't going to be full size. It'd be Jeep size. Yeah. It's kind of like, you know.
A little bit bigger. I'll go a little bit bigger.
Up forward.
I'm just saying. Guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. We got our Hot Rod Happy couple in the studio as always. Smitty and... Really?
I'm sorry, I got excited.
Red light.
That's a red light, not a yield sign.
Sorry.
Smitty and Breezy.
What's going on, y'all?
What up, what up?
And of course, we got Hot Rods and Happy Hour legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
Yeah, like how I put that delay on Kobe. Kobe's on kill all the time.
Yeah.
He's probably good at drag racing, too. Probably. You know what I mean? He knew how to work the tree.
But I got to give a shout out to Goat City, Tennessee.
Bat.
Bat.
Bat. The goat.
Oh, a good place to go on Tuesday.
Goat City.
Always on a Tuesday.
It's just a story for another time. And definitely another radio show. Because we're FCC friendly here at Hot Rods and Happy Hour. We don't do things like that on air. And so anyway, we're talking about concept cars. Last segment. Smitty, what's a concept you think will sell?
This is one that has not been done. I say...
It can't be a mini truck.
No, it's not going to be a mini truck. The most beautiful truck ever built. bring back the C10. All the modern necessities, all, you know, everything up to date, but keep that same styling, that same shape, everything, and bring back the C10. I guarantee you.
I want to play devil's advocate with this. You tell you why they won't bring it back?
Because it'd sell and put everybody else out of business.
Crash test. It'll never pass.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. Make it modern.
It won't look right then. To change it, to change the bumpers and all that stuff, you got to think about it. They haven't made a metal bumper. My new Silverado doesn't have metal bumpers.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it would be, you put airbags in it and crumple zones. Lord knows we can't do that. This is too short. This is too low. Next thing you know, guess what you got? A new Silverado. That's what it is.
That's exactly what it is.
But I agree with you. If you could put that look into the old style,
you could put everything that you need into a C10 body style, I guarantee you it would set the market on fire. People would be selling their C4 Corvettes just to buy that truck.
Don't be talking silly now.
Oh, no.
Don't be talking silly, Breezy.
There are several cars I would like to see come back, and there are several cars that have come back, but they did them completely wrong, like the Supra, the Lancer, Evo electric SUV. If they would have done the Evo as an actual compact car like it was originally, only done it with the stylings of kind of like a futuristic Tron look to it, that thing would have sold like hotcakes. And I would love to see that.
Tron, that's the thing, the light-up motorcycle thing.
Yeah, the light-up cars and light-up motorcycles.
Bow Bridges.
Yeah, that real odd shape.
That wasn't Bow Bridges in that movie. Who was original in Tron?
Jeff Bridges.
Jeff Bridges, yeah, not Bow Bridges. Bow Bridges is the fat one. You know,
yeah. He's the other brother.
Bow wouldn't be a good Tron character.
No. But like that sleek, futuristic look, if they would have done that with the Evo, because people loved Evo so much, I think that would be a great car to come back and do right.
I'm not even going to question that because I don't even know two-thirds of what you just said.
I'm with you. I was
raised in a Baptist church. I don't know. Like, I don't know anything about that. I mean, I'm like, I go, yeah, sounds good. Yeah. I'm thinking Bow Bridges, Jeff Bridges.
The only thing I understood out of the whole thing was the Tron.
Yeah, I got Tron.
That's the only thing I understand.
That's some boys get them light up motorcycles.
Yes, the motorcycles.
My importers will get all this one.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you won, Breezy.
Yeah, I'm like.
Hashtag winning.
I don't get it. Kobe, what would you bring? What would your concept? What would be the Kobe?
I would throw this at like Buick or Chevrolet, something like that. I would bring back like. Almost, even Ford, like the 40 style, like 44 coupe or like the Chevy Deluxe, something like that, convertible, just kind of big fendered, just kind of sleek looking convertible. Like Buick was going.
So a two-door drop top.
Yep. But more like the 2000 Buick Blackhawk.
But instead of the, so like Kyle Chrysler did with the Prowler. But instead of a 30 style, you want to go 40 style with Buick.
Yes, like, you know, the long hood, big fenders, drop top, more like a 44 coupe convertible, something like that. Just, I think that would just be a huge, huge seller.
All right, I got one for you. What's the difference between that and SSR then?
A lot.
Same idea.
You got a truck bed, you got...
But, I mean, same premise, though.
Kind of, but make it bigger. You know, to me... Just make it a little longer, make it look good, but around the same concept.
And at least six colors.
Yeah, at least six colors. And purple and yellow ain't one of them.
I tell you what would sell, and I've seen, and everybody's seen the Photoshop picture online. If they brought back the Continental and made a four-door coupe or four-door hardtop and a four-door drop top.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
With suicide doors. And I'm not talking about just like an MKZ or whatever the car is now with suicide doors.
You want a slab.
I'm talking about like a 60s Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
Updated wheels, lowered down, that classic look. You know, new styling, obviously. That car would sell.
That one
would give a six-duck a run for its money.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah,
because Cadillacs all kind of got their little niche, and they're cute. I like them.
Mm-hmm.
But that right there, that would sell. That every celebrity would want one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, Roland Marlin would probably have one.
Oh, yeah, and I don't even know who that is.
It's a fisherman. It's a fisherman out of Tennessee.
You said Bill Dance? Is that what you said?
Bill Dance have one, too. Yeah. Duh. He's have a Tennessee sticker on the back.
That's it.
Because he likes losing football teams. That's why. Good thing I hope he's better at fishing than picking football teams.
No, he's good at bloopers.
But I really think that it would do extremely well. Like that's a classy ride. And put, yeah. you know, a nice V8 in it. Nothing crazy. Not a Jaguar-based Fiat, collaboration, something. Don't need, anything teaming up. We don't need Land Rover spindles on it or anything like that. Just a Lincoln. Bring back the damn town car, square it up a little bit, chop the top off of it, make the doors open backwards. The end.
Yeah.
And you've got something. Put it on Air Ride where it rides good. You got a good car. Next thing you know, you'll have limousine companies cutting them things in half, stretching them. It would be a killer platform.
Oh, I agree.
That would be great.
That would be a nice
one. I think that car would sell. That is. That thing is gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Bumpers all tucked in, kind of rounded. Kind of like Chip Foose and Dave Kindig made a baby and it was a Continental. That's what it would look like.
That would be exactly right.
What it is.
They probably conspired on drawing that thing, believe it or not.
Probably. But you know what I'm getting at. Tuck it all in and all sleek and smooth, but still be like all your late model Lincoln amenities in it and all that stuff. That would sell. That would kill. I'll tell you another one. If you want to build a low buck version of that, build something like a 4950 Ford shoebox.
Exactly.
Yes. I think that would be killer, too. That would be extremely killer. But, there again, I guess that's why they pay them guys up in Detroit all that big money.
Well, they're just making everything bonkers. Now just
and
so...
And them creepy kids that do them Kia commercials.
They're just making all these cars now just too... I don't know. They just don't have no style.
They're very chiseled.
Yes,
they don't have no style. Everything's based on fuel economy, dude.
That's it, yeah.
Everything.
That's exactly what it is.
Everything is based on
fuel economy. If the fuel economy is going up on the engines, can we get a little style again?
I agree.
I miss being excited to see the new crop that was coming out and all the new commercials and stuff of cars and things like that. And now it's just everything either looks identical or some weirdo don't-looking Mustang thing.
That just ain't right.
No.
I think that pretty much is the work of the devil. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah, that one is the work of the devil.
I need to run that by my grandmother and make sure, but that pretty creepy, sure. Like that, everything else, it's the devil.
That creepy swamp kid should be in that Mustang.
He needs to be under it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Guys, I tell you what, we've had a lot of fun talking about concept cars, and I want to thank everybody for playing along. You've been listening to Hot Rods and Happy Hour right here on 106.3 WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.